Hello, welcome to the Patient Activation Network podcast. I'm your host, Matt Cavallo, and I'm excited to welcome back today Dr. Jarrett Patton. Dr. Jarrett is a board-certified pediatrician and the author of the new book, License to Live, a primer to rebuilding your life after your career is shattered. Dr. Jarrett, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Matt. It's great to be back.
Congratulations on the new book. I was so excited to see that come out. And before we get going, could you tell the listeners a little bit about that book?
Sure, I'd love to. I was so excited to write License to Live, mainly because anytime you're going through a life transition or a horrible time in your life, you can take that time into two different ways. You can take it as something that will crush you and make it so that you never come back, or you can use it as a strengthening process to make it bring you back better than ever. And License to Live was a story that was set up around an event in my life in which it was a horrible time. And I used it to make my purpose greater, to reach more people, and to help more people. And so it's really set up as an inspirational book to help people understand that going through a tough time in life, you can still make yourself back.
We just love the book. It's such a motivational and inspirational read. Could you give us a brief overview of the situation you went through and why you decided to write this book?
Sure, Matt. I have been a board-certified pediatrician for a number of years, and my biggest passion was to serve children and families, to get them to have better health and a better way of life. Through the time as a pediatrician, I gained lots of leadership experience by being a medical director over a clinic, went on to be division chief of pediatrics in a hospital system, and ultimately rose to an executive level where I was the medical staff president of an 8-hospital system. So this put me in the position to oversee over 1,400 doctors and another 800 nurse practitioners and advanced practice clinicians in a leadership capacity while still serving those in underserved neighborhoods. So I was really feeling like I was walking within my purpose. I was taking care of lots of children and creating policy change that would create better health care for the masses. One day, I had a standing meeting that I met with an attorney in the hospital system often. And he sat down, he looked a little disturbed, and he said, "Jarrett, I hate to tell you this, but you're under investigation." And I didn't know what I was under investigation about. And he showed me a picture from a Facebook account and said, "Do you know this woman?" I said, "No, I don't know this woman." Said, "Well, she is accusing you of being inappropriate with her in the exam room while you were examining her infant son." The world stopped. I was sitting in this glass-walled room, and everything went away from me and felt off in the distance. I couldn't finish hearing what he was telling me. I felt like I was in a vacuum and all alone. Turns out that this woman actually went to the police, filed a report, which led to my arrest on indecent assault charges. Those charges ended up having me lose my medical licenses in a couple of different states. My DEA certification was taken away from me, and my American Board of Pediatrics certification was under jeopardy. So over the next 15 months, I spent my time fighting and fighting and fighting, knowing this story was not true. I ultimately got my licenses back. I got my DEA certification, and I went to my criminal trial, which I was able to quickly prove my innocence and was able to walk out of there with everything intact. However, my career was destroyed because I had lost my job. Also, financially, emotionally, it took a horrible toll on me and my family, my wife, my kids. It was just an incredibly difficult time to try to come back over essentially false allegations. So this was my impetus to write License to Live. License to Live is about how to survive an assault on your career or on your character. This book I found is really a help to many because unlike myself that had this horrible arrest and trial and everything that went along with that, it completely changed my career. What I realized is that, well, in the end, I'm not the only one that goes through these types of trials and tribulations. And I wanted to share my story with others so that they could see that there's a way out. License to Live is set up as a primer to rebuild your life after your career is shattered. So we talk about the initial assault on your character if you lose your job suddenly. And for me, being a physician, that's all I knew. I knew that being a physician was a part of me. And so when that became attacked, when that became deconstructed, I felt like I was deconstructed and attacked as a man. And it took me a while to come to grips that, well, that's only a part of me. Myself as a man, myself as a person, myself as a husband, a father, is still intact. And I need to move forward so that I can understand and also help not only myself, my family, my friends and support system, but others at large.
Dr. Jarrett, you spent so much time building your name and your reputation in that community, and then all of a sudden, it's all taken away from you. What were you feeling at that time? And was there a turning point that said, I'm going to pull myself back up and I'm going to get back out there because I know that I have more to offer the world?
Yes. So when I was immediately in the situation, I was down. I felt horrible. It was hard for me to even clear the fog that was in my head of everything that had happened. It was so much so quickly with as far as people showing up at the door and physically taking licenses and certified letters and court dates. All of these things kept me in a fog. But the turning point began as I started getting connections back with my family and kids. So as a busy physician executive, I would have long days and long evenings. And so my time with my family was very limited. So having extra time to be around and actually becoming the stay-at-home dad and getting the kids ready for the bus stop and cooking dinner and having it ready for my wife when she came home, this type of role reversal that happened was actually a blessing for me. It brought so many other things that are much more important than your career back to light that I had lost touch with because I was so busy trying to help others and help a hospital system and do so many other different things. So the turning point actually came as I started to know that I was going to get my licenses back. There was still over a year and a couple of months that I was on this hiatus and I couldn't practice medicine. I couldn't do the things that I wanted to do. I knew that I had to come back and I knew that I believed in myself. And if one person believes in you, you can get something done. And I knew that I wasn't the only one that believed in myself. There were a lot of others around me that believed in me. And that's what made me start researching how to form an LLC, how to set up a website, how to do a number of things so I could build myself back up again into a new and even better career.
Sometimes when we get knocked down, it's hard to get back up and reinvent ourselves, especially in your situation where you're so highly specialized and that's all you know. You mentioned that you started looking outside and looking how to start an LLC, how to build a website. Was it a difficult transition going from an everyday physician and seeing patients to becoming an entrepreneur?
It was a challenging transition. I, throughout my life, never thought that I would do anything different than be a hospital executive and a pediatrician. I'd spent all my life training, learning the trade, and practicing the trade of pediatrics. Never at any time during my career did I think that I would be doing something different. Learning a new skill set came out of necessity. And I talked a little bit about it in the book. I actually decided, well, hey, I'm qualified. I have leadership potential. I can probably take those skills and translate them into other arenas. Unfortunately, as I would apply for management jobs in factories, maybe health supervisor jobs in different type of factory, it became clear that I couldn't even get through the first stage of interviews. People could have looked up my background or found something else about me and said, well, why would a physician be applying for these jobs? So perhaps I was not qualified, or maybe I was overqualified. I ultimately was not able to get any kind of employment. And that's the time that I said, well, maybe I need to do something on my own. The last ditch effort was me going to the DMV and starting the process of getting a commercial driver's license. As a child, it was something I always wanted to do. And I have a few friends that are truck drivers. They said, this is something you can do. I can help you get a job. You like it. And I said, well, all right. I think it would be something that would be okay. But as I went through the process and I ultimately did get my permit, it became more difficult for me to try to get a truck and take the driver's test and do some of the things I just didn't have the skill set for. And I said, what am I doing? I need to do something that's going to continue to help people in the way I know how to help people. And that's why I set up my own business. I took some time to learn some skills that would be necessary, to learn some marketing. I engaged the help of a coach. And it was that investment in myself, and it was almost like doubling down on myself, that gave me the wings to start to fly again and take my transition up to soar.
We're talking to Dr. Jarrett Patton, board-certified pediatrician and author of the new book, License to Live. Dr. Jarrett, even though you were found not guilty, you had trouble regaining employment. But you also mentioned that spending that extra time at home and reconnecting with your family made all the difference in the world and helped you down this new path. Is there any advice that you would give to other people that may or may not be in similar situations or are feeling burnt out at their job?
This is a very, very common situation with many people. And I found through my one-on-one coaching program that a lot of people experience transition in their jobs and difficult times in their jobs based on a few different factors. Some of this burnout, which is incredibly common in physicians, really goes back to people giving of themselves, giving to others, and not being able to give to themselves or their family. And although I didn't feel burned out at my previous job, I actually was giving to others more than I was giving to my family. I would come home and see them for a little while and be in bed asleep, up early the next morning and out. So it's really understanding that although your job and your career is essentially important, you have to have that in order to survive, to live, to keep food in your belly, a roof over your head, keep clothes on your back. It's not the end of the world if something goes wrong. And to sacrifice your health, your physical health, over a career is not advised in any situation.
Now, you mentioned your coaching practice. What are some of the areas where you help physicians like you through difficult times?
It really involves opening your mind. When you're trained as a physician, and a lot of the doctors that I work with, we go through life training to be that physician. And so we go through college, we go through medical school, we go through residencies, maybe even fellowships. And that whole system is designed to keep physicians in hospitals, in clinics, doing other types of works, maybe in the insurance industry, but you don't think outside of healthcare. You don't have a broader vision than direct patient care in many instances. There's always other avenues in which people can use their skill sets as physicians, where people can use the experiences and knowledge and background that they've developed over the years to do something that's truly impactful for themselves and can impact the lives of others. And that's what helped me on my own journey. It was really having that ability to help others while being meaningful to myself and giving myself a quality of life that remains connected to my wife and children.
Dr. Jarrett, you have been conducting these online workshops Could you tell us a little bit about what those workshops are and what people can expect to learn if they attend one of your seminars?
Yes, I often give out free mini courses. I recently completed a 5-day mini course in which people can come to learn about career transition, whether it's abrupt or something that's physically affecting their health that they need to move on to something different. And I spend these seminars spending the time to get people to understand about mindset issues and how mindset issues can hold people back. We talk about the world of possibilities that are out there. And although our career paths as healthcare providers tends to be limited, they're actually wide open. And so we talk about a planning phase. And one of the things we do in healthcare is plan things to death. We get that perfect plan, but we fail to implement it. And so the final stages we talk about are really getting people back in action and taking that action and taking steps forward so that they are able to get themselves with the career they deserve. So I do have an upcoming webinar. I also have an upcoming course that's available. So you can follow me on LinkedIn to stay up to date with the latest.
Are these webinars and workshops specific to physicians only?
Some of them are, and I do mark those that are specifically catered to physicians as physicians only. And some of those are different because we talk about licensing and certification issues that can sometimes hold physicians back. But often I will just talk to people that are even outside of health careers, and I have them start with by going to timewithdrjarrett.com. So it's time with, spell out the word doctor, JA2RS1T.com. And we set up a free strategy session. And from those strategy sessions, we really determine the right course of action based upon their situation.
One of the things that I loved about License to Live is that even though I'm not a doctor, there was a lot of great information that I could use in my own career. Dr. Jarrett, one of the things I love is following you on Facebook. As a parent, I find the videos that you do about pediatric care so helpful. Could you tell our audience a little bit about the work you're doing on Facebook and how they could learn more about it?
Sure. My show, 2 Cents Tuesdays with Dr. Jarrett on Facebook every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, is an opportunity for me to give parents information that they would always want to ask in that medical visit. However, they wouldn't have the time. Medical visits have gotten so compacted now, they stick to just the diagnosis or the illness or the wellness piece, and they don't get to ask questions about other conditions or growth and development or behavior and have a longstanding relationship with those. So it's my opportunity with 2 Cents Tuesdays to let people have an agenda of their own. They can ask me to talk about a topic and I will present that topic. So they get the information from a reliable source that is there that doesn't have to take up their office time. I found a lot of enjoyment and interaction on these videos with my fans, and it really keeps me connected to pediatrics in a way that really feels special to me. So they can find me on Facebook at Dr. Jarrett. That's at, spell out doctor, JA2RS1T.
Could you give our audience just a couple sample topics that you've talked about in previous episodes?
So the last couple of episodes that we did, one was on anxiety, and anxiety in children can present in many different ways, and it can present at a very young age, as well as going all the way through the teenage years and the young adult years. We also discussed asthma in detail recently, and asthma, particularly in areas that have seasonal allergies, can flare up and calm down. And that takes a lot of explanation to parents. And that's something in my primary practicing days, we would spend a lot of time talking about asthma because it's a complex topic and it's difficult to treat if you don't understand the nature of the treatments. So we take many different common health topics or growth and development topics and get them out there. And that is really what's inspiring me to write my second book called Whose Badass Kids Are Those? And it's a parent's guide to behavior at every age.
We've been talking to Dr. Jared Patton, author of the new book, Licensed to Live, Board Certified Pediatrician, and one of my favorite Facebook influencers in the area of pediatrics. Dr. Jared, as we're getting to the end of our show here, do you have any closing thoughts for our audience?
Well, regardless of any kind of circumstance that you're going through in your career, although it seems like it's the end of the world, it's really the beginning of a whole new world, and you have to take advantage of that. I'm Dr. Jarrett. I'm your board-certified pediatrician and career restart and refresh coach, and I'm here to help those that are struggling with their career or have been knocked down, refresh and restart their career in a whole new way. If you want to speak with me personally, set up a free strategy session at timewithdrjarrett.com.
And Dr. Jarrett, we'll make sure that we have all those links and resources on our podcast notes. So if you're listening along right here, please visit our website and check out the podcast notes. We also want to congratulate you on the new book. It's great, and we wish you much success with that.
Thank you, Matt. I'm excited about it. It became a number one bestseller on Amazon. It's also available at Barnes & Noble. And if you want an autographed copy, you can order it through licensedtolive.com.
And just real quickly, if they wanted to go to your personal website, what is that address?
Yes, you can find even more information about me, in addition to all my social media, at drjarrett.com.
Well, awesome, Dr. Jarrett. Thank you so much for joining us again. We love having you on the program, and we wish you continued success with everything that you do.
Thank you so much. As always, it's a pleasure to be here, Matt.
He's Dr. Jarrett Patton. I'm Matt Cavallo. This has been the Patient Activation Network podcast. We look forward to bringing you another inspirational story soon.